If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
I believe God for a miracle.
If you go over in here to 1 John chapter 3, in Romans, Paul says, don't yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Why? Because if you yield your members to the devil, you can sin. And how do we sin? James said we're drawn away of our own and enticed. So that means that old DNA of the sinful life is still resident. It's still there. In salvational applications, when you come to Jesus, you are saved from the penalty of sin. And every day as you obey the word of God, you are being saved from the control of sin. And when Jesus comes back to get us, we will be saved from the presence of sin. But as long as we are in the presence of sin, if we continue to apply ourselves to the same kinds of people, the same conditions, the same atmosphere, the same places, we energize what's in us to do it again. If you hang around liars, what are you going to do? But watch. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, whosoever commits sins transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. Now, Paul was one of the ones who really spoke about this. There are two concepts with sin. There is falling short, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Falling short, and then there is transgression, going further. Falling short is what we all do because we can't generate the righteousness that God wants. But transgression is when we are disobedient, when we just decide to break the law, when we just decide to do what's wrong. We transgress. So John says, all transgression is sin. And he says, you ought to know that Jesus was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abides in him doesn't sin. Now, that doesn't mean we don't mess up, but he uses the verb with the TH. It means that whosoever is born again doesn't practice sin. You don't wake up and say, today, I'm just going to go do so-and-so, and I don't care, God, what you say. We forget that the firmest form of correction is death, and God's not above taking you out of here. All right, read on. He says, and you know... we saw that. Whosoever abides by the little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. But he that continues to sin, is of the devil. For the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Here it comes. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. Now, he does not use the TH. He says, whoever is born of God doesn't commit sin. Watch. For his seed, God's seed, remains in the person. And the word seed here is the Greek word sperma. For God's sperm seed is in us. Here's what he's saying. If you are born of God and the seed is in you, the seed will continue to develop until you stop sinning because you are born of God. Just because I'm born of two parents doesn't mean I'm mature at birth. You ever have your parent tell you, you ought to know better than that, you my child. But they couldn't tell you that at birth, but they were your child. So what John is saying is, when you are born again, the seed is deposited in you. And as that seed matures, you ought to sin less each year that you walk with God. You should not still be on that level one sin. At some point, the cussing and all that other stuff should stop because the seed of God is maturing in you. But brothers and sisters, With great sorrow, I say to you, we're going backwards. We're sinning more now than we did when we first came to Christ. And justifying it. God knows my spouse don't understand me. No, my wife don't understand me. I don't understand me. That's not the basis for me to go out and get somebody else. Because if she don't understand me, what makes you think somebody else gonna understand me? Well, she don't make me happy. It ain't her job to make me happy. It's my job to make me happy. She can't make me happy. How's she gonna make me happy if she don't understand me? How does that dog hunt? She don't understand me. She can't make me happy. She ain't gonna, she can't. Watch this. I'm happy when I'm in Disney World. But they don't make me happy. I make me happy because I'm in Disney. We have a ritual. If you've ever gone, when you turn off 417 to go into the park, and there's that big archway where Mickey's out there going, welcome home. We have this ritual that when we pass, I make everybody in the car be quiet. Why? Because this is holy ground. We're driving on holy ground. So I tell everybody, shh, shh. I had a bunch of preachers in the car with me one time. We were all going in, and they were talking, praying, and all stuff. And when we got close, I said, shh, brothers. They were like, what happened? I said, shh. I said, the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. And we drove through the gate. We got about 50 yards away from the gate. I said, all right, y'all can go ahead and finish talking now. But they didn't build that to make me happy. I make me happy. If you look for happiness in somebody else, you're going to be disappointed. Watch this. I don't even look for God to make me happy. I look for God to provide the things that I need, and then contentment makes me happy. So Paul says, I've learned to be content. I'm content with what I have. I'm content with what I don't have because I'm with Jesus, and Jesus satisfies. Happiness is a place you visit, but when you're really connected to Jesus, even when bad stuff happens, you can be content. I'm going through hell right now, but I know the Lord is with me. This situation, this light affliction, this problem, this need, this care, this downtime, it won't last always. Hallelujah. Listen, where am I? Listen, he said, you got this seed in you. You got this seed in you. You got the seed of God in you. But you also have the seed of the devil. Yes, you do. You still have your DNA. You can still slip off and go nuts. You ever sit there, child of God, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Bible-carrying? You ever sit at the light, and the light turned green for you, and the person in the crosswalk decided to slow down? And something come over you like, I ought to run them over out or just step on the gas. And you just came out of church. You just came out of the Holy Ghost-filled time. You just spoke in tongues down at the altar. And now you contemplating vehicular homicide. Where'd that come from? That old Adamic nature that has been conquered by Christ. So the more you read this word, the more you dethrone that old nature. Why? Because one day you're going to stand in front of God. And he's going to pull up everything you did. And if you don't ask him to forgive you, he's going to bring that up. Do you remember on the 23rd of July, that person walked in front of you? And you could just see yourself running over them after listening to my servant tell you what to do with their behavior. What's wrong with you? So Jesus comes in and says, a little scribe is sitting at the foot of the rabbi every day, and he's taking notes. And he looks up at Jesus and said, please tell me, after listening to all of this mishigash, all of this conversation about the law, we Jews have 635 laws. He said, which one is the most important? Jesus said, the singularity of God, our God is one, and you shall love him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That means everything that I do ought to come under those two headings. I sing on the praise team because I love God. I preach like I do because I love God and I love you. And because I love you, I'm not going to tell you watered down truth. I'm going to run the risk of making you angry that I stepped into your parade, that I sat at the table and by the grace of God explained to you why you're going through this situation. You've blamed the devil, but it's not him. It is our inability and our unwillingness to separate ourselves from people who are bad influences.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
7417A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and broadcast television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
The Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invites you to our 2017 Holy Convocation, Tuesday, September 12th through Saturday, September 16th, here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. This year's theme is Serving One Another. Join us for a special week of services beginning Tuesday, September 12th at 7 o'clock p.m. as Pastor Susie C. Owens of Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church delivers an impactful message from God. Bringing forth the Word of God on Wednesday, September 13th at 7 o'clock p.m. is Bishop David G. Evans of Bethany Baptist Church. Thursday, September 14th at 7 o'clock p.m., we will be in for yet another treat as Reverend Deborah Crawley of Childs Memorial Baptist Church brings us a powerful message from God. On Friday, September 15th at 7 o'clock p.m., prepare to receive a dynamic word from our leader and pastor of Bethel Deliverance International Church, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. For the closing night of our celebration, Saturday, September 16th at 5 o'clock p.m., bring your teenagers out to our Teen Live event. So be sure to join your BDIFC family for our 2017 Holy Convocation, Tuesday, September 12th through Saturday, September 16th, here at Bethel Deliverance International Church.